You know, we have lost the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and all the federal support that used to come to public broadcasting. And now we need you. We need you to step up and be a member and help keep it going, just like people have all through the past 50 years. And hopefully we're going to hear Marshall's voice. He had a great voice on the radio.
Oh, it just boomed over the radio.
Yes.
It really did. It was just so good. I don't know if I can pull it up. I've got these tapes, I mean these CDs, but I'm not sure that I can do it. So maybe I have to go out there and get Dan to help me or somebody else. But yeah. Anyway, yeah. You know, the people that were on Monday, can't remember who it was, they were talking about the old studio at ICC, Itasca Community College, and how when you would go on the air, the fan would stop blowing on
you.
Yeah, I had forgotten about that. One thing that Marshall taught me, he taught me a lot about broadcasting, but is timing. So, you know, if you got 4 minutes left before it's the top of the hour when you have to do the ID or you're out of there, you know, put on a song that's, you know, 3 minutes and then use the rest of the time to do your ID. And that's stuck with me.
And the weather and the time, you know, because
yeah,
nobody had their phones at that time.
Right.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
How did we ever drive anywhere without our phones?
Yeah,
questionable.
And GPS.
It was questionable.
Yeah. It was.
You guys did it to go to all these gigs in faraway places in cold weather kinds of.
Yeah, it went from paper maps to then looking up your route on the computer and printing that out.
Yes.
And then
right. I remember coming back up from the cities one time. We played down there, and it's Gary, Jim, and me in our van, and, you know, Jim and I are in the front seats. He's driving, and then Gary just has this chair in back with no seatbelt or anything, and there was something, it was so cold that the car was only functioning at like half, so we didn't really have much heat, and the lights weren't all that bright, and we'd made it up to Jim's mother's place in Brainerd. Luckily, and woke her up. She was not surprised one bit. woke her up. It was probably, you know, 3 or 4 in the morning.
I remember that.
Yeah.
And the thing I remember was, I mean, we went up through Motley Akeley, so there's nobody on the roads. It's 20 below zero. And we get to Jim's mom's place. And for the heck of it, after Jim turned off the van, he tried to start it again, and it wouldn't start.
No.
So we could have been stranded somewhere, who knows where, in the middle of nowhere at 20 below. We were real lucky that
we
night.
We were really lucky, yeah. Where was that place to play? It was in Hopkins.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of it. Anyway, there was another gig story. You know, you remember the ones that were kind of more difficult, it seems. I don't know why that is.
And we met other musicians, a lot of fun, like Any Old Time String Band. Remember them?
Yeah.
They were great.
Yeah, they were. Who was in that?
I don't know them personally, but I remember seeing them and how good they were.
Was Mary DeShane in it?
I don't know that. I don't know.
Yeah.
But we did gigs with her as well.
Yeah. You know, I do remember one gig up in Grand Rapids. I think it was a wedding at a resort, and this young kid got up and played with us, and he was so good, and his name was Sam Miltich, and he has gone on to be a force in music in our area and beyond, and I have a cut here of his from his Live at the VFW. Isn't that great?
Yes.
Live at the VFW.
Sam.
It could be better. Or the Legion or whatever. Yeah, so East of the Sun, West of the Moon. And so Charmin Michelle is doing the vocals on it. And Sam is doing the guitar. And what else we have here? We've got Mark Kreitzer on guitar. And Gary Schulte on violin. Dave Carr on saxophone. And who do we have on bass? I would think it would be his dad. Matt Miltich, and Pat Downing on trombone. So here we go on that. Why don't you try to call in while this is on, or listen to it and then call in, or call in right now and then I'll play it, and give us some feedback here and do what needs to be done.
218-326-1234.
Right on.
Oh, wow. Sam truly is.
Lovely.
Is in a world of his own. World-class musician, Sam.
Yeah, he definitely is. And we are so lucky that he stuck around here. But I can relate to that because you like your area. And, you know, if he were probably somewhere else, he could, who knows what. You had a story, Gary.
Yeah. Don Vidal, who's a dear friend of all of us, great saxophone player. He was playing a little bit with Sam, and I had heard rumors that Sam was, his name was getting to be known way out west, and I don't know where that came from, but I heard that rumor, and I said to Don Vidal, well, Sam kind of hangs out here. How would people out there know about him? And Don just said, when you're that good, word gets around. And Sam is that good.
He definitely is that good indeed.
And we are so lucky to have Sam around here. He travels all around this area and brings us all this sublimely good music, and also plays with people like Charmin Michelle that we just heard. And it's we are very fortunate.
Oh yeah.
And he's also played on KAXC, and a lot of us know about Sam because of the radio station and its ability to help get the word out about who's playing where and how good they are. And that needs some support, and especially right now as it's our summer fundraiser, and we're looking for $50,000 from members and new members and sustaining members. Everyone pitching in a little bit is how
it sounds. Happens. Like a lot, but there's a lot of us.
218-326-1234. You can text or call.
Yes, indeed. And I'm hoping people will call in, and we kind of need you to do that to justify why we're here. And why we're doing what we're doing. KEXE needs you. We need you. And we're hoping that you can see to it to call 218-326-1234.
And we're kind of looking back today on the Hot Dish Time Machine and telling some stories about music around this area and the musical scene and some of the local bands and the local folks involved in them. It's been a lot of fun.
Yep, and from the start, KXE was in Grand Rapids, but Bemidji has always been very supportive of the station and a big part of the station. And I don't know if anybody remembers the Jack Pine Jamborees with John Bergquist. And way back, there was no station here, but we did a Jack Pine Jamboree right on Stony Point here.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah, so the station's been really good for a lot of reasons, but supporting music and shows like that, that's a really, really big part of what KAXE has meant to me.
Yep, far and wide. 218-326-1234.
And while I try to get up some Marshall Ullman talk from one of the shows that was on here called... It's Your World, and Michael Goldberg also had a hand in that. It's Your World,
yeah,
and Yours,
Gail
and Yours,
Otteson.
And Yours, and Gail Otteson. And so if I try to get that open up here so that we can listen to it, that would be great. And meanwhile, I'll play a John R. Miller, no relation to me or Jim that we know of, although Jim had a cousin named John, because that's our CD of the week. And I'm going to play... Far From the Station. How appropriate. Here we go.
Day. This thing didn't come with strength. away.
I pulled that one down because the quality was getting pretty rough. It's an old CD from 1990. It was from It's Your World, which was hosted by Marshall Ullman and Michael Goldberg and Gail Otteson. And I wish I could get more of it on there for you to listen to. But it's old.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's a CD? What's an LP? What's a 45? So support comes from Grandma's Attic Antique Mall in downtown Bemidji, four blocks west of Paul and Babe. Over 42 vendors offer a collection of vintage and primitive items. New stock arrives daily. Open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Saturday and on Sundays in December. More on Facebook at Grandma's Attic Antiques in Bemidji.
You know, we've been lucky, Christy. We've heard a lot of music that was rescued from the basement archives at KAXE by Dan Haug. And Dan played it off of reel-to-reels and onto CDs so that we could have it in some form that we can listen to today. And, you know, I mean, I guess you can still play reel-to-reel tapes, but most people can't.
Right.
And and there are no reel-to-reels in this studio. So, you know, we have to thank Dan and all the people who have taken the time to archive and save some of the things that we would have lost otherwise in the past without their help. And our hats off to them.
Absolutely. Dan did a great job, and it was so fun hearing him on the air yesterday, I think he was on, doing this hot dish program as Gary Brusty and Maggie Montgomery and myself, Christy Miller, are doing today for you. And we are doing this to hopefully get you to remember that KEXE has been around for 50 years and that it deserves to be supported in the best way possible.
Yes, text the word or donate to 218-326-1234 or just get on the horn, as John Bauer would have said. Just call that number, 326-1234.
He would have said that. That's right. He probably
does
still. Get on the horn. Yeah. Remember back in the day when your phone was attached to a wall or it was on a countertop with a cord that went to the wall?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, things have definitely changed. And I want to thank Java John for listening and sending a good word in and doing all of the programming that he does. He's on every Monday from 1 to 4, I believe it is, and does some of the jazz programming as well on Sunday evenings. So hats off to David John and to all the other volunteers. This station, you folks need to know that it's run by volunteers. Of course, obviously, there are employees too, but the majority of it, and it's a huge percentage, is done by volunteers. People like the three of us who are sitting here today who come in and cull some records out of the, what's a record, some CDs out of the library and play them for you, or bring stuff from home and play for you. So we were hoping that you will appreciate that and let us know by calling and texting and donating. 218-326-1234.
So what is next on our agenda with the music, Christy? What is coming up?
I knew you would ask
that. You have so much over there.
I do. What did I put in? Let me look and see what I put in.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I know. It's Gary Brusty doing Rat Jug from an old concert
Gary,
that we
you.
Did.
Rat
yes, it's
jug.
Gary. He's sitting right there. From Birchwood. And Birchwood was a place down in Brainerd on the kind of the west side of Gull Lake in Brainerd, and he did a song called Rat Jug. It was written by
Ron Miles.
Our friend Ron Miles. He's from Georgia, and he talks like this.
But he lives near Brainerd, right?
Yep,
he does.
Yeah.
He worked for the Forestry Service, or the DNR, I think.
DNR, I think.
He was a naturalist for the DNR for many years.
He taught me how to look for an ironwood tree many, many years ago. I was camping on a creek while we were playing the Birchwood Inn. I would camp two or three nights a week to play that gig. And Ron visited our campsite, and he showed me how to look for the curling bark on an ironwood tree.
To what end?
Well, so that now I know what a ironwood tree
okay.
is.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Ironwoods are kind of neat. They're small, right?
They don't get huge, but they're kind of ornamental. They have very lacy-looking leaves and small leaves, and they're a good-looking tree.
It's sturdy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, speaking of trees, it was amazing with that storm we had in June of 2025, how so many of the pines were topped off. You know, the top third of them or something came off, and I just wonder why that is. And I also wonder What did Lake Bemidji look like? This storm happened in the middle of the night. What did Lake Bemidji look like when that 120 mile an hour winds were going through? Was it like one big surge, or was it, 10-foot high white caps? Anyone know?
I don't know, but that's a good question. If you were there, give us a call and let us know. 326-1234.
If you were out on the lake that night.
Standing there.
It was middle of the night and it was dark. Of course, the power went off immediately. But I kind of wonder about that and other things too.
The other side of the lake from Bemidji, that got hit really hard.
Yeah, it did.
I don't know. Speculate that maybe it built up force coming across the lake or something,
maybe.
But wow, that was tragic what happened over there.
Yeah. Maybe that's it. Maybe when it went across that expanse of Lake Bemidji, it ramped up even more.
Through all the time, when things like this happen in northern Minnesota, people ask these questions, like you just did, Christy, about, what was it like on the lake? And then people call in. Mm-hmm. At KAXE, and you find out the answer because like green cheese, you're asking all these questions and all these people have the answers, and that's because they're so smart and since such a large group to draw the knowledge from, and it's us all working together to find things out, figure stuff out in this neck of the woods.
Yep.
And that's one of the things that has always been part of Northern Community Radio, KAXE, KBXE, is all the people coming together to share what they know and share their music and their knowledge and share their money as well. And that's what we're asking you to do now to help keep it going. 218-326-1234.
Yep, KAXE is anything but canned entertainment. It's really something special to have right up here in rural Minnesota.
It certainly is, and when you mentioned green cheese, it was started by
Scott Hall and Bill McKeever started green cheese.
Yeah. And it's been going on for probably 40 years, you think?
Oh yeah, at least I think. And because I remember visiting the station in Grand Rapids when our middle kid was 2 years old. And so that would have been 81. So it's pretty, 45 years at least. And those guys started it by doing having nothing to say on the air and starting a crossword puzzle and asking people to call in with how to do the fill in the crossword. And that's how green cheese was born.
Wow. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that piece to it. That is interesting. Yeah. And so green cheese goes on and people call in from all over.
Yep.
Canada, we got that Canada group that calls in, and all over the U.S. and even out of the country, people will call in.
Yeah.
It's incredible. What a thing that is, that KEXE has made happen and continues to make happen. And the hope is that you see that value as well and will call us at 218-326-1234, or you'll text the word donate to that same number. And so, because we want to ring that gong.
Yeah.
Gary's sitting right there, and he really wants to ring it bad.
And he has the mallet.
He's got the mallet. Yeah. There it is. It's standing there. So anyway, since Gary's got the mallet, and I'm at the controls here, I'm going to play Gary singing Rat Jug. That's the tune that Ron Miles wrote. And here we go. This is from the Birchwood down in the Brainerd area in probably 1970, maybe the same year we started, 76, possibly, 7, something like that. Here we go.
I got gotta go down to the muddy Mississippi, catch a Piro Boodle-o-po. A booty gotta chug a fine bootleg liquor, hit down in a muskrat hole. Don't know, but I've been told, jug a muskrat liquor, it's a mighty old. Don't know, but I've been told, boodle-o scuffed the pole. Long tongue. About an 87-pound Appaloocha cattle lurking in a Tupelo stump. I'm so dead for a bug for a slug of that jug, I'd kick an alligator in the rump. Don't know, I've been told, jug of muskrat liquor, it's a mighty old. Don't know, I've been told, Tupelo scuff at the hole. Long come deedle-o, a tummy deedle-o, a long tummy deedle-o, deedle-o day. Long come deedle-o, a tummy deedle-o. Hero, boodle-o, pole. A booty got a jug of fine bootleg liquor, hit out in a muskrat hole. Don't know, but I've been told, jug of muskrat liquor, it's a mighty old. Don't know, but I've been told, boodle-o scuff at the hole. Boodle-o scuff at the hole.
That was the great Thunderbirds, the fabulous Thunderbirds, Diddy Wop Diddy, obviously. And before that, we heard Gary Brusty doing Rat Jug from a concert probably 77, ish, and at the Birchwood Inn in Brainerd, or north of Brainerd, by Gull Lake. Today for weather, we have mostly sunny and hot with highs in the 88 to 92 degree range. South winds 3 to 7 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, temps in the low to mid 70s. Tomorrow, Thursday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy. Highs 84 to 88. Oh, what a relief. Evening temps in the mid 60s, that helps. And then on Friday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s.
Ooh, that's better.
Yeah.
Most of us that is better. Don't need air conditioning, but I'm starting to question that.
Yeah, I don't have it at my house, and it's kind of rugged.
Same. And Gary, you said you don't remember the words to that song.
I haven't heard that song.
Yeah.
In probably 30 years. I don't.
But who knows what "Boodle discovered the hole" means?
Yeah.
You learned those words, and
to get the meaning of a lot of those words.
Yeah. Right. Maybe he'll call
it. And Ron Miles is responsible for that song.
He wrote it, yeah.
Song.
Yep.
And, he's a musician, a good musician.
Mm-hmm.
Singer-songwriter.
Yeah. Support for KEXE comes from Ledger and Lady. Ladle. A restaurant in downtown Grand Rapids with a rotating menu every few months to explore a new region, technique, or ingredient. Open Wednesday through Friday, 3 to 9 p.m., Saturdays, 5 to 9, and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. More at ledgerandladle.com. And we receive support from Hibbing Chrysler Center, serving the Northland for over 25 years in the Beltline in Hibbing. Their service center provides regular maintenance and major auto repairs weekdays from 7:30 to 5:30. More details online at hibbingchrysler.us. Yes.
You know, I have to mention something, Christy, about you. You and I were on the board of directors at KEXE at one time together. And you were the president of the board. And it came time that year for the annual membership meeting. And Christy couldn't make it because she was giving birth to Amos at that same time. So I was vice president at the time, and so I had to be the, take stand-in for Christy at that membership meeting. But
that's right.
But Amos was born while you were president of the KEXE board, and right at the time of an annual membership meeting, which I just had to say because it stands out in my memory about you and KEXE.
Yeah, that was April 19th, 1991. And I do remember Maggie riding over to Grand Rapids for board meetings.
Together,
yeah. We'd hop in the van or whatever.
Yep.
Who had the van with a little wood stove in it?
Oh, that was Karen Ryan.
That was Karen. Okay, yeah. Right. What could possibly go wrong?
That's hard. It's hard to believe.
I know, we did what we had to do back in the day.
It was cold, like Gary mentioned. What if you'd been stuck at 20 below and you didn't have a wood stove in your van?
Yeah.
You're in trouble.
It would be bad.
Yeah.
We all did what we had to.
That's right.
Yes, indeed. Well, we just listened to, like I told you, the fabulous Thunderbirds, and we've got a guest coming in here right now, and his name is DJ Dang. And he's got some stuff to say.
Stuff to say.
You're on.
I have a question for you guys. So there was a song that Karen Ryan played, Maggie, when we did Hot Dish Time Machine for our spring member drive. And it was, "This is the Day We Give the Babies Away."
Yeah.
Who sang that? Who does that song?
I can't remember.
Could it be the Roaches or one of the Wainwrights? We have a request for the song, so hopefully after we play one or two more, we'll figure out the request and get it on the air. But the request is part of our summer member drive that we're in the middle of right now, right here on Hot Dish Time Machine. So please call us at 218-326-1234. Become a member now. If you're a listener and you keep thinking, yeah, I'm going to do that. One of these days I'm going to do that. Well, now is the time to do it. Jump on your phone and call us at 218-326-1234. We'll get to the bottom of the mystery of the song.
Maybe it
Do you think it's Rosalie Sorrell's?
Oh, this is the day we give the babies away. Yeah. They said for a pound of butter, but someone else said it's a pound of tea. Yeah, half a pound. Okay, yeah. We don't want to oversell it for a full pound.
You know, we
babies are only worth a half a pound of tea.
Yeah.
We played with her over in Grand Rapids on Pokekama Lake. It was a KXC
thing. Definitely Rosalie.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
We'll get that on the air shortly. That was a request that came in as part of the membership drive.
I'm assuming you're going to find it and put it on?
I will.
Okay, good, because...
I'm on it.
All right, man.
Like a cheap suit, right?
Like a cheap suit.
Yeah.
Looking for a half a pound of tea and a baby to give away.
326-1234. Join in with your pledge this afternoon. It's membership time, and this is the hot dish time machine.
Yeah, we're happy to be here, and we're hoping that you appreciate what we're doing as well, and we'll call in and give us a ring, get on the horn.
Yeah, pick it up.
Yeah. All right, so I've got Great Speckled Bird queued up here. I'm gonna play Love What You're Doing, Child. Do what you love to do. Call in.
Well, over the hills for you, salmon spawn, magpies die. You better glimpse them quick before they die. Before they die from being too slow, the concrete pain of what it used to be, a load of hay and seed. Love what you're doing, child. Do what you love to do. Love what you're doing, child.
Great Speckled Bird. Ian and Sylvia from that album of Ian and Sylvia. All right, so where are we at, people?
We are about to play a request from a listener who wanted to hear, you know, the day we give babies away, which Rosalie Sorrells calls the Hostel Baby Rocking Song. And but it's part of a medley, and it's not easy to find, so we found it.
It's not easy to find. We did find it, and this song was a revelation. I first heard this song just a few months ago when Maggie Montgomery and Karen Ryan sat in on Hot Dish Time Machine, and it's a wonderfully macabre kind of, and as someone who's never had a child myself but has worked with kids for over 30 years, I'm very empathetic to the sentiment behind the song and can only imagine.
Being a parent.
I can only imagine, yes. So this is by request. And the way we found it, it's titled The Baby Medley. Is that what it is, Christy?
Yeah, that's how it's titled here. But it's The Day We Give the Babies Away is really the title of the song, I believe.
Yeah.
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 So you want to hear it?
Let's hear it.
Let's do it.
But you have to look out if you sneeze, you sneeze. You have to look out if you sneeze. Oh, you have to look out if you sneeze. For swinging up there in the breeze. If you happen to cough, you might very well fall off and you tumble down, flop on your knees, your knees. Tumble down, flop on your knees. Stormy winds wail, and the breezes blow high in a gale. There's the funniest hopping and flopping and dropping, and fat little babies just hail, they hail. Fat little babies just hail, and those babies lie there in a pile, and the grown-ups come after a while. Take triplets or twins if they smile. All right, it's 5:30 in the morning. That kid has not quit howling now for 6 hours. You're getting sort of desperate. Breaking out into a cold sweat because you know that all those other kids are going to get up in about another half hour and they're going to demand cereal and peanut butter sandwiches and milk. And you forgot to get milk. Oh, God. All the paregoric is gone. It's gone because you drank it. Things are getting awful bad and you need something else. Every culture's got one. It's the Hostel Baby Rocking Song. You just can't keep all that stuff bottled up inside yourself. You need to let it out some way. And you get strange. You punch the baby in the mouth and you can't do that. You get an awful big ticket for it, and it makes you feel lousy. So you take that baby and you rock it firmly, smile sweetly, and you sing the Hostel Baby Rocking Song. Oh, this is the day we give babies away with a half a pound of tea. You know any ladies who want any babies, send them around to me. And this
is the day we give babies away with a half a pound of tea. You open the lid and you take out the kid with the root guarantee. Now this is the day we give babies away with a half a pound of tea. If you know any ladies who want any babies, send them around to me.
All right, Rosalie Sorrell's doing This is the Day We Give Babies Away.
Yes. Apparently giving the babies away is the gift that just keeps on giving.
Yeah, right. Who knew?
Who knew?
And we want to thank Janice and Gary Bradshaw, founding members from the Brainerd area. And they just gave an additional gift. Gary says, greetings to Christy, Gary, and Maggie. Janice found the station on the dial the week after we went on air in 1976. Gary says, Jefferson Starship also did the baby song, which was written by Sorrells. Nice.
Wow. Jefferson Starship?
I know. Yeah.
We all just looked at each other like, did we hear that right?
That's well, they stunning. Started out as Jefferson Airplane, and then they changed it to Starship, right?
Yeah.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Crazy.
Yeah. Well, thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, this has been fun.
Bradshaw.
Sure has.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Janice and Gary used to come to our Birchwood gigs a lot, and we've hung out with them for years and enjoyed every minute of it.
That's so cool. That's yes. such a great connection.
Absolutely. So we're hoping you'll make a connection. We've got coming up next Julie Crabb and her granddaughter Robin, and they'll be at the KAXE studios from 1 until 4 today. And that doesn't mean you shouldn't get on the phone right now and text donate to 218-326-1234. Because you are listening to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bemidji Bagley, 89.9 in Brainerd, and on your smart speaker, celebrating 50 years, people, of people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. It's amazing. It's incredible. Join us at KAXE.org. And I want to thank Gary Brusty and Maggie Montgomery and DJ Dang for joining me, Christy Miller, on the air today. This has been fun and a joy to do.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Christy.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Just lots of contributions sitting right here at the table.
We do. We're force.
Yeah.
Yeah, we appreciate you. So it looks like we're right up to 1 o'clock, and I think this is just going to immediately go to
Heidi and
to Julie
and Robin.
Heidi, if we just talk here for like 20 more seconds, then
still time to pledge. Always time.
Yeah, always time to pledge. I was going to do another Burger Monk tune, walk on down to the river, but